Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Beth Costa. She is the executive director for Wine Road. Hello, Beth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Excellent. So we're very excited. This is the 25th anniversary for Winter Wineland with Wine Road. This is very exciting. What a milestone.
It's huge. It's one of those things that time goes by and you don't realize it. Probably about 6 months ago, we're like, wait, it's going to be the 25th anniversary.
Right. And Wine Road actually celebrated a very big anniversary this past year. 40 years?
Yeah, we just wrapped up our 40th, and that was exciting. So for the whole year of 2016, we did something every single month to celebrate. It was fun. Wow. I'm glad it's over.
But I was going to say, fun and exhausting,
yeah,
I'm sure. So tell us about Wine Road in general. What does Wine Road do?
So it's a winery and lodging association. We have about 200 wineries that are members and about 50 lodgings. We have three huge annual events that have been going on. Winter Wineland, which we're talking about, barrel tasting coming up in March, and the Wine and Food Affair. Through all of those events, we do partner with the Redwood Empire Food Bank locally. We give $1 per ticket for all of those events. I think we've been doing that for about 9 years now. So at this point, it's equaled about $350,000 or $360,000 that we've donated from ticket sales.
That's excellent.
Really cool.
Yeah.
We're a marketing association, so we have a lot of really small wineries that are members. Maybe they produce 400 or 500 cases. They don't have a marketing budget. Wine Road can really help them. We have a great website where people can find them. On our website, those smaller wineries can promote their new wine releases, or if they have winery specials, lodging specials are promoted on there. So, we do a lot just to help help some of these smaller producers get their name out there.
Right. And these weekends are so much fun. Oh, my goodness.
They're a blast.
I think people plan their vacations around these, don't they?
Oh, we do. There's a group of ladies from, actually, a couple live in Sacramento, but the others live farther away, and this will be their 10th year of coming, and they wouldn't miss it. I mean, that's a really big deal. That's their big girls' weekend. They've been coming to Winter Wineland for that many years. One of them celebrates her birthday. It's always right around her birthday time. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely people, I think, for this event, honestly, I think people are just tired of the holidays.
Sure.
And they're finally done. They've put away all of their decorations and they can come have a fun weekend for themselves.
It is. It's really a great weekend. And we're talking about January 14th and 15th. Mm-hmm. It is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, Winter Wineland. And the fun is, it's all over the place. It's not just in one place. These are all of the wineries that are opening up their doors. And you get to come through. And what do you do at the wineries during Winter Wineland?
So this year, they're promoting either a vertical, which means they're going to be pouring maybe a Zinfandel from 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2013. So you get a vertical tasting. Mm-hmm. Or they're pouring a certain varietal, and they might just be focusing on Syrah. So they'll be pouring a variety of Syrahs or a certain vintage. So it's verticals, varietals, and vintages.
Okay.
And we have a program that's on our website. You can see it ahead of time where the wineries list exactly what they're going to offer. Some do food, some don't. So, you know, you really want to go through the program.
Right.
Because everybody likes something different.
Exactly. And that's really part of the fun because there are, as you said, there's 200 wineries. So, I mean,
there's a lot of options for you.
it's not humanly possible or recommended to try to hit all of these wineries.
We try and tell people, plan on about five. If you get to five a day, that's awesome. And if you do look through the program, you can do five really different things, and make it a full day. Also, wineries decorate for Winter Wineland, and that's fun. We actually have a trophy.
Oh, okay.
A sought-after perpetual trophy that goes from winery to winery.
Uh-huh.
The Mounts Family Winery won it last year.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Prior to that, it had been Chateau Diana before that. So
Chateau Diana, they really bring their game.
Yeah, they definitely go all they get in costumes. They go for it.
I remember they did Frozen one year with Queen Elsa and the snowman was greeting
Olaf. I believe
they got
a trophy that year.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was pretty incredible. So yes, some of these wineries really do go all out with their Winter Wineland decorations, and they're gorgeous and wonderful. Is there music at any of the wineries?
There's a few. I try to not focus on the music because I doubt if there's probably two or three wineries that do music.
Just
so
a couple.
Not a lot.
Sure.
It's more about the decorations. Mm-hmm. And then really this is a great chance focusing on the verticals and the varietals. It's not very often you get to do a vertical tasting.
Right.
And especially in an event when there's that many people. So, I mean, I think that's a really cool opportunity. I really focus on those. And we do have a lot of small producers that are generally appointment only. And right. So it's really cool when they're participating in these events because you're going to get into a winery that you might not normally be able to get into.
Right.
So I kind of seek those ones out.
And I also think exploring areas that maybe you're not as familiar with is a fun thing to do.
That's what I tell people. I mean, you know, you go to this winery every year. Okay, you've been there every year.
Right.
So it's nice, but make sure you go to some places you've never heard of. I mean, you're not going to strike out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, they're just amazing wineries and there's new ones every year. So, you know, walk on the wild side, people. Get out there, try somebody new.
Yes, or even if you start at someplace familiar, then go off the beaten path and try something different.
Right.
And it's all over the place. We're talking Alexander Valley, Healdsburg, Dry Creek Valley, Geyserville, Russian River Valley, and even in Santa Rosa as well.
Right. Yeah, there's quite a few. Even Windsor has a little pocket with a few little taste rooms there. So, yeah, wherever you're at, you can go someplace close or you can go far away. I kind of suggest going to start at the farthest place that you want to go.
Okay.
You know, if you live in Santa Rosa and you want to drive to the end of the Rush River Valley, do that and then work your way towards home. And you're going to pass so many wineries. There's plenty.
Yes.
No matter what road you end up on, there's going to be plenty.
Now, do wineries put out a sign or anything saying that they're available? I mean, I do know that going to wineroad.com is a great way to plan things out so you know where you're going. But if you do see something, can you just sort of head off?
Yeah, there are... whether they all use them or not, but we do provide them all with really nice big cardboard signs that kind of, you know, those stick into the ground.
Sure.
We'll see.
Okay.
That's the plan. Look for the signs.
But it is a really great idea to first go to the website, which is wineroad.com. And there you can see the full program. You can see whether the winery is doing the varietals or the vertical tasting. They may sort of hint at what their decor is going to be like. If they're going to offer food, that should be mentioned there on the program as well. So you really can plan out exactly what you want to do on each day. Now, how much are tickets and how do you get tickets?
Oh my gosh, the tickets end tomorrow night. Monday night at, I think it ends about 10 o'clock at night. So you want to go to wineroad.com and you look for the link for Winter Wineland and there's a link for tickets.
Okay.
They're $45 in advance for the weekend. The ticket sales end Monday night, but then at the door during the event, all of the wineries do sell tickets at the door, but it is $60 for the weekend at the door.
Okay.
So, you know, I would jump on it.
Right.
You know, and these days, you can see the weather forecast a week in advance, so a lot of people kind of wait. But by Monday night, you should know, you know, have a ballpark idea what it's going to be doing on the next weekend. So
right, and pretty much everybody's indoors. I would.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes, so,
but we definitely have people saying, "I'm waiting because I want to see what the weather is like." Well.
Right.
Well, you know, wait till then.
You can still drink wine when it's when it's raining.
And actually, I mean, you can go online and find the wineries that have a fireplace. We have
there
a list of those.
Oh, really?
You can make your winter wineland weekend all about the fireplace.
I love that.
Do that.
Now, Beth, I do want to talk to you a little bit more about your 40th anniversary because this was a really big deal to be able to put all of this together. And
it was fantastic.
Also a way to help the community as well. I know that you raised quite a bit of money. Can you tell us
a little bit
about that?
It was really phenomenal. We did a Ruby Affair, a big gala event in May, and the proceeds from that were to benefit United Way of Wine Country and Worth Our Weight, which is a really awesome culinary apprentice program in Santa Rosa. So they each were given $20,000 from the proceeds of that event. Again, we partner with the food bank for our annual events. We did a Art of Oak, which is kind of hard to describe, but we took 40 used wine barrels and had 40 artists turn those barrels into pieces of art. They either painted the barrels or turned them into sculpture. Every barrel was sponsored, and then they were auctioned off. So we raised $25,000 for the Luther Burbank Center Children's Art Program.
Oh, that's
through that
great.
Program. We had a community festival in Healdsburg in July, which we partnered with Becoming Independent, and we raised a couple $1,000s from that for the wine tasting. So by the time December rolled around, after 12 months of large events and small events and, you know, working with the community, we donated $100,000.
Oh, wow.
So that was awesome.
That's wonderful.
I mean, we are a kind of a small grassroots organization. And, you know, $100,000 is a lot of money. It was awesome.
Wow.
And one other thing that I keep forgetting to mention is we put together a documentary, which was really fun. It was a really fun project. We showcased that at Francis Ford Coppola in August, and then was actually on KRCB a couple right after Thanksgiving. So 40 years is a long time. A lot has happened in the wine industry.
Oh, and it certainly has changed, hasn't it?
It's changed so much. And like, even those of us who've worked in it for a long time, when you see the documentary, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot.
Right.
I forgot those funny ads. And,
yeah.
And you know, in the interview, in the film, we had Dave Raffinelli talking about the very first barrel tasting and how, you know, you were lucky if anybody showed up. And if somebody did walk in the door, you made them stay and talk to you for hours because you didn't want to be left alone. You know, there was nobody. And, you know, now barrel tasting is known around the world and people come from everywhere and buy futures. And it's a really big deal. So, yeah, 40 years. A lot has happened.
That is fantastic.
It was a really big year.
So cool. Now, speaking of barrel tasting, that is coming up in March. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's the first two weekends in March. And the tickets will go on sale for that in a couple of weeks. A lot of the wineries participate on the Friday of each weekend, so it's actually 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose really of barrel tasting, it hasn't changed. You're getting into the cellar and you're meeting the winemakers. And this is one event where really the winemakers will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they work with growers and buy fruit from other vineyards, usually the growers are there. And they're talking about the fruit in the barrel that is from their vineyard. So it's really this great educational experience. At least half the wineries sell futures.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be buying some wine right now that is in the barrel and then not getting that wine until it's bottled. And it might be 6 months or 12 months later, but
right,
you're going to get a deal on the wine because you're buying it ahead of time. And really, I tell people, you're investing in that winery. Really, you're saying, I love the way this wine tastes right now,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to give you money for it, and I'm not going to get to take it home yet, but I love what you're doing, and I'm going to help you, you know, buy the glass and buy the cork and buy the labels to make this keep going. So it's a really fun event, and it's a really great way to learn about wine.
Exactly, yeah. I think the opportunity to taste wine before it has been bottled,
yeah,
and see how it progresses and changes.
It's really fun. It's
wonderful.
You really learn a lot, and a lot of the wineries do pour maybe the current vintage from that same vineyard,
mm-hmm,
in their taste room, so you can taste, you know, what's in the barrel right now, and, you know, you kind of like it, but you're not sure. Then you go in the taste room and taste the current vintage, and it just plants a seed of how oak doesn't part impact the wine,
right,
and it helps,
yeah,
you learn about it. So it's,
yeah,
fun. It's a really fun event.
Awesome. And so in a couple of weeks, head back to wineroad.com, mm-hmm, and you'll be able to purchase your tickets,
yeah,
for the
everything's there. Wineroad.com. It's an amazing site.
Good.
We have so much information there. We really want it to be the go-to site for people coming to the area. Locals wouldn't take advantage of this as much, but we also have a little concierge service on the website. So it's right on the homepage. And if you were maybe new to wine tasting, even if you live here but you haven't gone out a lot,
mm-hmm,
you could give us some information on the kinds of wines you're looking for, and or if you have friends coming to town and you're the one that's supposed to help them figure out,
right,
their trip.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
you just give us those details and we'll help you create a little itinerary.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
And what about information on your documentary? Is that on the website as well?
We're working on that. We're going to have DVDs for sale probably about another couple of weeks from now. We're still working
that's
on
exciting.
That. The documentary was awesome.
That's so cool. I love it. Now, there's one more aspect of Winter Wineland that we haven't talked about, and I'm not sure if there's still tickets available. You've got a breakfast going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the breakfast, I think we probably have about 3 or 4 tickets left.
Oh, okay.
But we will be doing the breakfast also for barrel tasting. And so we started this as during our 40th anniversary, and people loved it. So for all of our annual events, we have a breakfast on the Saturday morning. During barrel tasting, there'll be 2 breakfasts each Saturday. And we have 3 winemakers at the breakfast. And it, you know, I tell people, it's not a wine tasting. It is breakfast.
Right.
It's not a secret. There's no handshake to get you in the door. It's usually a little buffet breakfast, but it's an open forum Q&A with 3 winemakers. So some people ask them questions about the winemaking.
Mm-hmm.
Some people ask them, what would you do if you weren't a winemaker? I mean, anything you want. It's just a really casual, fun experience, and it's limited to 20 people. So with 3 winemakers there, you really get to know them.
Right.
It's fun. People loved it. So.
Now, this year, you've got a fun panel. You've got Eric Miller from Kokomo, mm-hmm, Carol Shelton of Carol Shelton, mm-hmm, Wines. She's fantastic. And who's the third?
From Rodney Strong.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it's going to be at.
Greg. Greg from Rodney Strong.
Mm-hmm.
So really, 3 very different wineries. So, oh my,
right,
goodness, that's going to be very fun.
It's really, it is awesome. And I just love that it's such a small group. You know, with 20 customers or 20 guests, everybody can ask questions if they want to.
Sure.
And we have a fun host. Marcy Gordon is the host, and, you know, she keeps the ball rolling. So, Yeah, it's a good time. So if you missed out on tickets for Winter Wineland Breakfast, there will be tickets for the Barrel Tasting Breakfast.
Okay. All right. So keep that in mind when you head back to Wine Road to get those tickets.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit more about the partnership with the Redwood Empire Food Bank. I mean, this is something that you've been doing now for nearly a decade, right?
Right. And I think it was really something I'm taking full credit for it, because for me, it was really important to give back to the community. And everything that I do, I talk to a lot of press and you know, the industry that we're in, everything is about food and wine pairing and food and wine pairing. And, you know, there are a lot of people that just don't have the food they need. And my husband happens to be a school teacher up in Healdsburg. And I know from how many students he have who really struggle to have a meal every day. So I thought somehow the Wine Road needs to be able to connect with them. And the Redwood Empire Food Bank actually helps supply food to all of the communities that we deal with. So the food pantries in Guerneville and Geyserville and Healdsburg. So the Redwood Empire Food Bank has a reach to the whole area that we work with. And it just seemed like a really natural thing. And doing a dollar a ticket, you know, it doesn't seem like much, but really collectively, that seriously adds up. We dropped off our last check just before Christmas. A bunch of our board of directors and myself, we went and volunteered that day and stored food and gave our last check. And David Goodman, who's the director there, said, you know, what he really loves about the Wine Road is there's no strings attached. We just give him a check. And it's like, whatever you need to do with this, just make it happen. And that's what we're there for. And I think that our members, our winery and lodging members, really love that. That's just a great feel-good thing to know how much we've contributed.
Right, right.
So, yeah,
and I do see occasionally at wineries that they have the barrels. Is that sort of independent of what you're doing, or do you encourage them to do that?
We definitely encourage them to do that, and we try to organize, you know, 3 or 4 days a year where we get members to show up also and help sort food and do things, because there is such a need. I mean, when we were there at Christmas sorting food, we were the only people there that day. And, I mean, there's just pallets and pallets of food that needs to be sorted and bagged, and it's a constant stream of volunteers that are needed. So, you know, anyone out there who has, you know, every Tuesday morning free, you know, they could use your help.
Right.
Every day of the week, they need people to come in and help. And so anything that we can do is, it's great.
Right. It
makes you really feel good.
And is that fun with your Wine Road group to go together?
Oh my gosh,
sort of
it's
a team building kind
it's
of a thing.
Super fun. I mean, every time someone goes, especially those first timers, they're like, oh, I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, that's
everyone
wonderful.
Really enjoys it. It's, yeah, definitely fun. And you accomplish so much. There's so much food that has to be sorted into, you know, small size bags that people can take. And when you walk in the room, you think, well, this is monumental. This will take forever. But, you know, 2 hours later, it's like, wow, we've done 4 pallets of this. So
that's great. Yeah,
it's
it feels
fun.
Really good. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So again, by purchasing your tickets for any of the Wine Road events, you are helping out the Redwood Empire Food Bank. And as Beth mentioned, they do serve the entire Sonoma County. They serve Mendocino. They really are fantastic in terms of what they do.
They have so many programs. It's just incredible. I mean, they're really a leader in that field.
Right. And admired, actually, across the country for their organization, for what they're able to do.
No, they've done so many specialized food things. It's phenomenal. You can go. They'll give you a tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty great. I support them as well.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Beth Costa. She is the executive director for Wine Road, and we're talking about Winter Wineland. What about social media? Are you seeing people really interacting for heading out to Winter Wineland online? Are they tweeting about it?
We get a lot of action about it. In fact, that group of women who I said are coming from Sacramento, different places, that's actually how I first connected with them. We did a contest probably 6 years ago on Twitter, and a couple of them won the contest. And since then, like, we're just best friends. We talk all the time. Every year they're like, Beth, we're back. And it's really fun. Well, we definitely have the hashtag Wineland17, and we want people to use that when they're out there. Last year, Peshmel is a small taste room up in Geyserville, and for their winter decorations, then they end up leaving it there. They have this ski lift chair.
Yeah, I said
it's
in it.
So
it's great.
Cool. When you and they put trees behind it. When you take photos, you look like you're in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And you're in this small little taste room in Geyserville. So you know, that definitely got a lot of play on Instagram and on Twitter and places, the photos there. There's definitely some wineries that set up space for you to take some cool photos and selfies and send them out there. We are really active on Instagram and Facebook and
right. And that's also a fun way for yourself to keep track of the different wineries that you
that's
went
what we
to,
do.
Because
there's three of us in the office. We never get to go to these events. We are stuck in the office. We're answering the phone and, you know, putting out little fires. So, yeah, whereas sharing, oh my gosh, did you see this photo? And yeah. It's fun to see what the wineries are posting and what customers are posting. So that's why we want people using that hashtag. We can follow you. We can see where you've been. We can see what's happening.
Right. But also just for yourself, say, you know, you really liked something at Acorn Winery. Mm-hmm. And so you could take a picture of the bottle of you sipping it and saying, this is the one.
This is the one.
Right, exactly. And you might not remember that. And the next time you're out buying wine.
Then you remember.
Then you remember. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that was the one.
That is the way to go.
So are there any particular wineries that you think people should be heading to this year? Any big highlights that you think might be really fun?
I love them all.
Right. They're all my babies. I love them equally.
I was just looking through the program to kind of see different things people are doing. And mm-hmm. I noticed like Kobler is one of the wineries. They're right in Healdsburg that is doing a vertical. And they're doing a vertical of their Syrah from 2010 to 2014.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be cool. I mean, it's hard to get to taste vertical anywhere. And Kokomo always just knocks it out of the park. And he's doing... I thought this was cute. Winter Rhoneland. And so for people who really like those Rhone varietals, which really are taking on, they're really getting more and more attention. And Dry Creek Valley, there's quite a few producers with Rhone varietals. So I thought Winter Rhoneland was cute. Mm-hmm. And he's pairing it with some tasty things from Jackson's Bar and Oven.
Nice.
I think Belletto always does a fun job. I noticed that Francis Ford Coppola is doing their tasting over in the West Tower.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is on the far side of the pool, so I think that would be kind of a cool spot to go.
Exactly.
I think they were doing a vertical of some Cabernets there also. So I just don't think you can really go wrong. What I like to do is just pick a road. On an event weekend, I don't want to spend all my time driving.
Right.
So I pick maybe one winery that I for sure want to go to. Like, this is the winery that I have to see. Mm-hmm. Maybe start there and then just do the neighboring wineries. Instead of trying to drive all over the place. I mean, you're going to find some that you have never heard of and you're going to absolutely love them. So
Yeah. And that is a great strategy. And then you could choose, if you're going both days, be sure to choose a different area each day. So have a lot of fun that way.
Because it does go all the way out the Russian River. It's huge. Alexander Valley, Dry Creek. You know, one day you can just park in Healdsburg and walk around.
Right.
You know, head into Santa Rosa to some of those little warehouse district areas. So.
Yeah. And I also think at the end of the day, it's fun to then go and have dinner.
Yeah,
right?
Good idea.
And maybe take one of the wines that you purchased on the way and enjoy that with your friends. So a lot of fun. Oh, and I do see that Pedroncelli is doing chocolate tasting. What?
And you know, Pedroncelli, they're one of the founding members. So we celebrated our 40th anniversary. Uh-huh. And I think that's a pretty big deal. And then Julie Pedroncelli is posting on Twitter someplace that this is the 90th anniversary for Pedroncelli. So they're trying to go to visit 90 cities and during the year and, you know, for their sales calls.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Man, 90 years, that's amazing.
That is amazing. And can you print out the Winter Wineland program? Can you do that online?
You can print out the program and then make sure when you are, one thing, make sure when you check in, you get the event map.
Okay.
Because a lot of people take just the regular wine road map, which has all of our members.
Okay.
But all of the members don't do the event. So you want the event map.
Okay.
Online, there's also a Google map that is just for the event. Mm-hmm. So just shows, and it shows just the wineries doing it. There's a little customizable map that you can use also.
Oh. Now, so, this I love. I really love this.
You know, make sure you focus on those maps.
Yes. So this is yet another reason that you should head to the website wineroad.com before you go. And once you're on that Winter Wineland page, click on the maps link because this is so much fun. You can actually see all of the different wineries and it will tell you what, when you hover over them on the list, what they are doing.
Right. So the whole program is right there.
Exactly.
And then you can click on the ones you want. And it creates your own map.
It creates your map. This is so incredible. This is such a great resource.
Yeah, we definitely try to make it easy.
Oh, it's so wonderful, Beth. Like when this rolled out like a couple years ago, I was like, what?
I know. I love it. I totally love that map. So we try to use that for all of our events.
It's really a wonderful resource. So again, head to the website. That's where you can purchase your tickets and the ticket sales in advance end on Monday night. Mm-hmm. So don't wait. As you hear this program, head to wineroad.com and remember that the tickets that you're purchasing do support the Redwood Empire Food Bank, and then be ready to head back in a couple of weeks to wineroad.com for those barrel tasting tickets. Beth, thank you so much. Thanks for all of your hard work helping out and putting all this together. I know it's a lot.
It's so fun.
Good.
It's fun.
And we'll see you at Winter Wineland, January 14th and the 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. This is Sonoma County Focus.